All right, thanks, Rob. It's time for the worst here in the downloads. 312-981-7200. We've got some stuff already coming in tonight. Awesome. 312-981-7200. We have from Funny Haha, which will be on stage at the Hideout this Friday, creator Claire Zulke. Hey, Claire,
hey,
how
Justin.
Are you?
How are you? I'm great. Thank you.
All right. And also one of the performers, Erica Reed.
What up?
It's a prime time. You guys are veterans. This is a treat.
It's so good to be right. back.
It is.
This is like when in a baseball game when they're like Chris Sale, Clayton Kershaw. They're playing each other.
Yeah.
We totally are on board with that reference.
We're crosstown classicking right now.
Yeah.
Next to each other.
Between Edgewater and Evanston all the way.
Yeah.
The
way. Edgewater and Evanston totally have a beef, you guys.
I know.
Who's going to win at the end of the worst?
Neighborhood town beefs, the worst, right? All right, we got this, of course, the segment where we call out all the worst things about society for prizes. And we've got prizes tonight, 312-981-7200. Why don't we start this week, as we do every week, with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, start us off.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're sitting near that guy that likes to drum on things.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shaky leg guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both. Oh, man.
Oh, you're a shaky leg guy?
Well, when I get in the zone. You know, like right now, it's the worst. I'm in the zone. I'm shaking like crazy over
I'm
here.
I'm totally a shaky leg.
Where
I'm
are also, you guys going? Also... Where are you taking it? Where are you taking it to? What's the end?
it's just get you going.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
It's like
natural
kinetic
coffee.
Movement.
Yeah,
hmm.
It's like a machine. We're generating energy.
Yeah, we're like totally a generator making
and,
our.
You know, Pete. Like I agree with you because the worst part is like when you ask those shaky leg people to stop, they act like you're the uptight one. Like you're the
well, you are.
Why can't you,
you
just
are.
Groove?
Oh my God, that's every day of my life. Could you stop that? What? You're tapping. What?
No, you don't even notice it sometimes. Notice. It's like, you know.
Well, in my mind, I'm Tito Puente.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy. I'm like, dun, 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 dun.
You're marching to the beat of your own drum, which happens to be coming from your hands.
That's right. That's right. All right. Start us off. Erica, what's the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Erica?
Okay, so I don't think that I have a super common name, right? Erica
mm-hmm.
Reed.
That's
sure. an okay name. Sure. There are a lot of other Erica Reeds out there Uh-oh. Who clearly apparently don't know their own email address because I get emails for so many other Erica Reeds that is so annoying.
Do you forward it back going wrong, Erica Reed?
I do.
You do?
Because so many of them are personal.
No,
like,
I never do it.
You never do?
No, I did at the beginning. And then I'm like, if you have not figured it out, Dad, who thinks I'm your son?
Yeah.
That's on you, not me anymore. I can't keep sending it back going, wrong,
well,
Justin.
Well, Erica's Reed, her doppelganger name is a famous Erica Reed.
It's a famous Erica Reed, which is unfortunate because she's married to Antonio L.A. Reed. She's friends with Beyonce. She
oh,
has a
no
book.
Big deal.
Okay.
So, you get
so
her
I get her personal emails.
No way!
So the other day, like last month or so, I got a flight itinerary to like Dubai or something.
Yeah.
And then it showed up on my calendar, like imported into my calendar. So then I started getting all these notifications like, it's time for you to board. It's time for you to make your collecting, you know, connecting flight in London.
Where's Babyface?
Right?
Do you know where your Babyface
like,
is?
I'm not even. I'm
wow.
What? Yeah.
That's
it's really.
Awesome.
It's the worst. I mean, it's great.
It's the worst.
One
but,
time
yeah.
she went to Puerto Rico. I got that flight itinerary. I get signed up for like a lot of, you know, like Saks Fifth Avenue mailing list stuff.
You're,
I'm like,
you're potentially, I mean, potentially going to get an email from a star. From like
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I'm like one day
you're
away.
You're one
from,
day
okay,
away.
Maybe it's not the worst. Maybe it's the best.
Like, well, just be patient. I know it seems like the worst right now, and
yeah.
you got to forward it back, which is so weird, too. Hey, this is Erica from Chicago.
I do have a...
What's
there
your
was,
response? What do you say?
I would say, hi, I think that you've sent this to the wrong person. Sincerely, Erica from Chicago. Because I've gotten invited to, like, bachelorette parties before. There's a graphic designer who keeps sending me work. And I'm like, look, Elizabeth, this is 4 years now. You'd think you'd remove right. this email from your address book. But the best was that I got another one of the best because there's been some.
Oh my
but
God,
I got
so
another
good.
Erica Reed's headshots. And so I got this photographer who was like, hey, Erica, here are your headshots. And I was like, oh, I'm clicking on
I
this.
I want to see what's
And
this
they
is
were
be...
incredible. They were so good. She was like posing with like a fur hood and leather gloves and big sunglasses. And I looked at every single one and I wrote back to the photographer and I was like, these photos are beautiful, but I am the wrong. I'm not the person in them. And then I was respectful. I did not download them and send them to all my friends like I wanted to. Right. But I kept that link until he took it down. He kept it up for like a month. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to look at those headshots again.
I think that you should send the graphic designing work on and get paid for it, by the way. Yeah, sorry, Justin.
No, she like one time sent me a picture of frogs and was like, can you match this color?
You're like, I think I can.
Maybe I can.
This is the beginning of a script there.
I have lots of careers, apparently.
My buddy and download regular Adam Witt. He had a great somewhere that same thing happened to him, but he was on a group email. Mm. There was like 30 guys getting their fraternity back together for some party, and they got the wrong Adam on there. So he just played along. He replied all to everyone going, that's so you, Stubby, you know, or something like that. And it kept going for like weeks until someone finally is like, that's not the Adam. That's the wrong Adam. And he got called out, but he just kind of played along with it. It became like a piece of performance art.
I don't have the guts to play along with it. There was this one group of women similar. They were taking like, you know, boudoir shots or something. And I was like, I can't, they were so embarrassed. And I was like, listen, ladies, I support this. You guys are going to have the best time ever.
I need to supportively let you down.
Yes.
Let you know you've let a stranger into your midst. All right, Claire, what do you have for the worst?
Well, I'm sure all your readers remember from a couple visits ago when I talked about how much I don't like loud motorcycles and how I want to get a quiet motorcycle on the factory line.
Sure.
So tonight at bedtime, I was asking my son what he thinks I should talk about. And he said smoke detectors and how they're too loud.
Too loud. Right.
So we're working on a quiet smoke detector.
Good.
Like an because
hey, there's a fire. Hey, just say there's some smoke.
There's a little just FYI beep. But I set off some smoke detectors while boiling water. I can't believe that happened, but it did. And he panicked and he lost control completely. And
too much beeping, huh?
Yeah. And he was worried even at night. He was worried that they would get set off. We even saw some firemen at the street fair that weekend, and he asked them if smoke detectors go off at night, and they do. So
I don't want him to be afraid of a fireman.
No. Aww. So we'll just get on board with quiet smoke detectors that don't go off at night.
Maybe instead of quiet, maybe you can make it like a buzzer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that iPhone, like beautiful kind of cascading noise.
Ours goes, it's a lady, it beeps, and she goes, fire, fire. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
And the last time I was on, I complained about my kittens being the worst, and they still are. But same thing, the fire alarm goes off, kittens go crazy.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Yeah. So
I would go down with
the worst.
One.
Yeah.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We will come back, and we got Paxton on the line. We got a lot of texts as well. Get in line now. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? Stay with us. Playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Let's keep it going. Erica Reed, Claire Zolke are here. Paxton, what's the worst, Paxton?
Oh, God, the quiet smoke alarm.
This quiet smoke alarm. Really getting him. Okay.
Hey, guys, the very, very worst, though, is when that annoying antique lady ad comes out and you're diving for the off button on the radio, and then you realize that's my new dating range.
So the antique lady on the radio, that and you're
God.
Like, oh, that's a prospect.
Okay, I
feel for you, Paxton. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Lady on the radio,
okay. All right, there you go. All right, the worst is true story. 224. The worst is nursing your hydrangea bush back to life after having your 50-pound 4-month-old trample it. True story.
Oh.
And he did it. It's a culprit, and they sent a picture of their dog.
Oh, it's not a baby. I was looking forward to like a 50-pound baby.
Yeah, right. Which I guess would be right.
Yeah. Well, now I feel let down.
Well, regardless, hydrangeas are the bane of my existence. We have the Chicago Botanical Gardens is coming on next week. Mm. I don't even get it. Mm. Nothing happened. It's just a green bush.
Yeah.
Like there's supposed to be flowers that come out of this thing. I paid money for this thing. And last year, and now I'm starting to read that. No, you know what they do? It's every other year.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's like good things come to those who wait, Justin. No.
Bogus.
Next
that
year.
Is bogus flowering.
Think about it. Yeah. Hydrangeas for days.
You know what the worst part is? You're probably going to get one that's green. So it's like barely a flower, you know?
No,
it's
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm worried about, I'm worried that I may do something drastic and just rip the plant.
You're gonna borrow 224's 50-pound dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, yeah, there's a place where the dog can trample.
Just my trample.
My front foyer.
My hydrangeas.
All right. All right. 847, the worst, people who over-exaggerate their sneezes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'm that person.
Oh, my. I think I might be too, yeah.
You guys are the worst. It is, like, why do you think your sneeze has to be, I mean, we all sneeze. You know,
to say achoo. I like to turn my sneeze into an actual achoo.
My brother does it, and I'm hoping he has a boyfriend, and they've been together for about a year, and I'm hoping that Derek has
worked it out.
Yeah, because not only does he have the pronounced sneeze, he also does a pronounced neck crack, and I can't illustrate this over the air, but it's a really disturbing, tough guy neck flick. And between the two things, it's too off-putting physical. So,
my problem is that when I sneeze, I'm at the point now where I'm like, you know what? This needs to get out. I'm not doing like into my arm, you know, like none of that. Like you want to be like,
here it is, world.
Like you think if you make it louder, there'll only be one and that's it.
I like to always go, oh, wow, that was... That was surprising. When it wasn't surprising, I knew exactly what it was going to be.
Everyone's on their phone. They're like, this guy just let one. He just had like an epic sneeze on the L.
Do you think anyone's ever just sneezed once?
Yeah, right.
I sneeze like 30 times when I sneeze.
Yeah. Do you do it? Is it psychosomatic in the way that every time you sneeze, it's got to be 6 times?
No. I hate sneezing. I hate everything about it. I think it's unpleasant. It's my least favorite of the things that humans do. Mm. But I think I have a lot of allergy things happening, and it's like once it starts, it's like sometimes I'll sneeze for like 15 minutes, and it's like my worst nightmare. My boss has got to the point where she just comes out, and she goes, "Blanket bless."
Yeah. Oh yeah. I only bless the first sneeze. You don't get more. I do burp louder when I burp like audibly because my husband is such a stick in the mud about burps and toots, as we say in my house, that I apply the sneeze rule and I burp. Like with extra vigor because I have to
I don't know
suppress
that.
It. You know,
you will not be.
I won't be censored.
Your moment.
I want to be who
moment.
I am.
Let it out.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Why hide that light under a bush?
That's right.
Under a hydrangea bush.
That's right. All right. Mary847. Mary says, you know what's the worst? Glitter on anything.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah.
The dance studio I used to dance in was a preschool, and it's you have one rehearsal and then you're covered in glitter for a week.
You always have that one piece like on your forehead or right under your eye.
Yes.
And you can't get it off, but then you're always worried it's going to get in your eye.
You always see it out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Have you ever hugged a burlesque dancer? You're never getting rid of that. It's a part of you.
Who hasn't? I mean, really?
I feel like that's the question that's been on everyone's mind.
Yeah, that sounds like something an investigator asks. So did you hug a burlesque dancer? I need a lawyer.
Can I propose a worst?
Yes.
And maybe some people out there will hear this and hear my plea. Facebook groups for moms in the suburbs are getting to be
very specific.
Close to the worst.
Close
days.
To the worst. Not
but
just
there's,
the worst.
I'm sure every suburb has its Facebook moms group.
So it's a mom group of people who live in a specific region.
Well, yeah, they congregate, and at least the ones that I'm aware of get really angry really fast at the hint of what someone perceives as censorship. There's an epidemic of censorship in these Facebook groups, and people often delete their own posts, but there's a conspiracy that someone takes them down. And so then there's this big follow-up post about what happened to this post, and doing here, and people threatening to leave.
Oh, come on.
So I'm just saying, ladies, there's so many other places. Let's take it out on men as opposed to each other,
right.
At the very least.
Are the people who take down their own posts the ones who are like, where did this post go? Is it a conspiracy thing? Or is it other people who say, hey, I remember that I read about
Yeah, wouldn't the one person go,
childcare?
Oh, I deleted it. Sorry.
No, for some reason. Then they get busy all of a sudden. They're too busy to say.
Sorry, I haven't checked in on this in nine.
To tamp down the drama.
9 days.
Yeah.
Although I really have. I've just been lurking.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, it can be great if you nothing else to do, but at the same time, it's a little disconcerting. I'm not naming names of suburbs.
Long Grove,
Crystal Lake. Morton Grove.
All right, let's keep going. All right. 262 says, the worst is when you don't know which beer is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and then you like have a sip and you're like, I did not have an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a strong one.
Yeah.
That's something that could be at a party where there's two of them. They're the same, well, only a couple sips out of each one.
Yeah.
Same beer. Maybe it's not, you know, it's not a grab bag. It's both a summer shandy.
Right.
You know, everybody knows it's summer shandy. So what are you going to do? Just get go for
do
it.
Do you play? I would say just like pick it up and just it. Own it.
Yeah.
Just you go for it.
That's your beer now.
Yeah.
And for
yeah.
life.
And if it happens to have somebody else's spittle in it, well, then you're bonded as
there you go.
Something.
708 says, the worst is looking forward to the chocolate-covered strawberries at the chocolate fountain after dinner, and then watching kids dip their fingers in the fountain, and then lick their fingers and go for it again.
Oh, yeah.
What chocolate-covered strawberry fountain are you talking about?
I want to go to that party.
Yeah. That's after dinner.
After dinner, yeah.
So is that at a restaurant? Would that be a restaurant?
They just have it in their dining room. They just invite random kids over who keep putting their hands
I mean,
in
you
the
knew, you know
you
that's
knew
going
when you
on.
You invited the kids.
Like, yeah.
Why did I invite these kids?
Just look away.
Yeah.
I guess you have smaller children, so you're not as squeamish about hands, kid hands.
No, I wouldn't
things.
Like it. I'd be more embarrassed, but I don't know.
It's like chips. Kids like reach in a bowl of chips and they touch every chip, and I'm like, well, I'm not eating chips again.
Right, exactly.
At this party.
That's why I never ate at the office, because it'd be like a big communal bowl of nuts or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, forget it.
Somebody did an epic loud sneeze on those nuts.
Claire Zolke, Erica Reed in studio tonight. 312-981-7200. You can see them both at Funny Haha this Friday night. 6 o'clock start.
6:30.
Yes. All right. Getting closer and closer to prime time.
I know. Well, you know what I always say about Funny Haha? I don't encourage you to come for the humor or for the good cause. I encourage you because the show ends at 8 o'clock.
It's you know, I read something, I might have been Facebook or something, about the way to get audiences back out to rock shows and to comedy shows. Just make it earlier.
Yeah.
Like bands need to adjust. You can't put shows on if you're in a band over 30 where you're like, we're on at 11:30 with the third band.
No, Erica can attest because I get these emails from her. And I come to her shows, but not every single one. And sometimes she'll do a burlesque show that she choreographed that starts at 11 o'clock. And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'll have been asleep
it's
for 3 hours.
It's hard for me to even go to those shows. Being in a band, it's like you got a disco nap all day. Not disco nap. You got a nap all day to make it to 11 o'clock show.
But you're right. If you started the shows at 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock, you get out of that by 8, 8:30.
Then you can have dinner after the show.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? Come the worst, my people's come first.
All right, let's play the worst second half. 312-981-7200. There is some good stuff tonight. Claire Zolke and Erica Reed in studio tonight. Claire, the creator. Erica, the performer. Both performers. Of Funny Haha, which will be this Friday night at the Hideout, 6:30, 1354 West Wabanzia. 773 says, the worst is when seagulls attack you for popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
I think we didn't even talk about that because it's so ingrained how bad that is.
773 says, the worst is the look people give you when they find out you have a bidet.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving that look.
You have a bidet? I stayed in an Airbnb in Tahoe once that had a bidet, and I was like, this is a brand new day. Right?
Brand new bidet.
It was a used bidet, but still.
I think you get to an age, there's this very certain age of your life where you're like, you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
You know
exactly what?
I'm going to make a bold declaration right now. The next time I see a bidet, I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a line around the corner for that bidet. I mean, it was just like people weren't even staying at the house. And they're like, hey, I heard you got a bathroom upstairs? We're like, hey, that bidet is off limits.
We went on a fancy like wine tasting trip with my family a couple of years ago. And we were at a restaurant and there was a Japanese toilet where there were buttons that you pressed. And there were different like streams of water. And my mom is a very... like this is only fun if you know my mom, but I assume everyone who's listening knows my mom, and she's kind of a fancy lady. And I said, "Mom, go use the bathroom and press this one button."
Did she do it?
She did. It was the best.
Did she come out like scandalized?
She was mad and like laughing at the same time. It's worth it.
That's good.
That's a very trusting. Yeah. You know, she was like, "Oh, my daughter would never leave me."
She would never make me mad laugh.
No.
Right. All right. Let's go to Diana. Diana's on the line. Diana, what's the worst?
Hi. The worst is when you have your 4-year-old granddaughter on your lap and you're sitting at a big table at a bridal shower and she looks up and says, Grandma, why do you have a hair growing from your chin?
Oh. Kids say the darndest things. Yeah. What'd you say?
I didn't think I had that problem.
Yeah. What did you say?
Oh,
what
I'm was... blonde hair, blue eyes. It's not happening to me.
What did you say? What was the lesson?
I was just like that when you asked me. I was just dumbstruck. I didn't know what to say.
The best part is that it was like a bridal shower, so you were stuck there for like 3 hours. And then you had to like drive 45 minutes home.
Yeah, it was very awkward. And a lot of the ladies were laughing, of course, because it was funny. And I'm like, geez, that's what I said. I said, geez, I didn't know. But Grandma doesn't want it there.
No, that's good.
I guarantee that at least 5 of those other ladies also had a big hair growing out of their chin.
Yeah, yeah, the next time to say it, it's going to happen to you someday.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Dana. That was good. Thank you. All right, keep going here. 773, trying to put on some good stuff tonight. Trying to put on latex gloves when your hands are slightly damp.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst. The worst.
You're like, why am I even doing this?
That's brilliant. That might win tonight. Just so well phrased. 815 says the worst is having to work Father's Day and your family grills you the toughest steak in North America. It's Tuesday. You got to let that go. Right? It's 2 days ago. Father's Day was 2 days ago. 214 says the worst is when people mock your new kitchen gadgets, like my new butter and cheese slicer. Why can't you just slice it yourself? Because I don't want to.
Oh my gosh, there's a gadget that slices butter and cheese.
Well, butter, I especially get, because, I mean, you know, when you get a cold, what is the worst is when you slice a cold piece of butter and you try to butter your toast and then you pour a big, you're ripping up your toast. So, but I don't know. I might have to see this. Well, this is a judgment call. I need a picture of the butter slicer.
I thought there was some sort of cool factor in the way that you would have a gadget that did something that no other gadgets could do. Like when they came out with that wine opener, it's like, look at this. It's like a transformer. You're like, the cork is open. Yay.
Changed my life.
Changed your life.
Right? What is the gadget for your butter? Because I feel like the gadget is no gadget. It's not the fridge.
Just don't touch it.
Yeah.
Or not the fridge.
Like I got this great $39.99. No gadget in the rest of the room.
All right, 312-981-7200-847 says the worst is when you fill your gas tank up in the morning. And by evening, the price has dropped a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a zen approach to all that stuff. Like, I feel like I spend too much time, especially on, like, day trips when I go out to see my parents who are out in Wisconsin or my wife's parents in Indiana. I spend way too much of my time being like, okay, let's look at the gas station. And you work it out in your head, and you're like, okay, so it's a $2.10 difference from being downtown Chicago and filling up in Valpo. I'm like, all right, I need to – that's worth saving my anxieties. Yeah.
This is like 10 years past the bidet year, like when you start measuring the gas.
Right.
I never look at the gas prices until I need to fill up, but every time I leave the city, I'm like, even if I don't need gas, if I'm like only like 1/8 of a tank gone, I'm like, I got to fill it up. It's so cheap.
It's so cheap.
It's like cigarettes. Like, I don't even smoke, but when you're in Indiana, like, I got to get them. Look how cheap they are.
Let me just get a couple cartons. The worst is walking into a huge spider web.
Especially when it continues.
Like, first you're like, but then it's and there's more. Yeah. Then you're like, this is it. This is that moment this is the movie that arachnophobia. I'm about to die.
Yeah.
That's usually the
mankind's
feel.
Falling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 815 says the worst is when you're in a retail store at the busy customer service counter. There are people standing around, and the next thing you know, a lady begins talking. You don't want to be rude, so you respond, and she gives you the stink eye because you realize she's on a Bluetooth device and wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, she learned. She should learn.
Yeah.
I think that's that's awesome. My dad, I'll tell this story, and it was a point of contention this weekend at Father's Day, but we were at the History Museum, and my dad was talking to a lady who then was on the phone. And we were walking out, and he goes over and he goes, hey, psst, psst, while she's on the phone. She's like, hello? And he's like, the dioramas are around the corner. You know, you were asking about the dioramas earlier. They're around the corner. And she's like, well, I'm on the phone. And I go, Dad, she's on the phone. You can't do that. He goes, everyone's on the phone these days. And I'm like, you're right. You're so right. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's almost like she's just like, I'm going to put this up to my ear. And like, he's like, nah, I figured it out. You're all talking on your phones.
Right. That person on the phone thinks he knows where the dioramas are, but I'm the one who actually knows.
Yeah. Let me help. I'm going to help her out.
The problem with this generation is that people are just on the phone. They don't know where the dioramas are.
312, the worst is the death of the shower curtain. Everything is glass now. It died way too soon. Where have all the flowers gone?
Oh, we still have a shower curtain, which is shredded constantly by my three awful kittens.
Yeah.
Well, why is it bad that the shower... I just don't know. Maybe I need to be educated, but why is it bad that the shower curtain is going away?
Well, I mean, I don't know why. It's just like a nostalgia thing. The shower curtain. I like the glass. I'm a glass
guy. I'm open to the explanation, but I've never been in a glass encased shower. I've been like, wish there was a
curtain.
Remember this, when this was a curtain? Yeah.
Right. Maybe if it was a curtain, you feel like you're doing a show.
Hmm.
I would assume like the shower curtain on the inside, like what's not, what do you call that?
The liner.
Like, the liner. I thought that was going that way. When that thing dies, when you know it's time to get rid of that thing because it's mildewy and it's
gross. You never remember where to buy one.
Yeah, that's I can understand the worst on that. When those things go skanky, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Or get shredded by your kittens.
Right.
Constantly. They pull the magnets out of them, chew on them. It's like the best game
How
in the world.
How many kittens do you have?
Three.
Three cats is like
that's too many.
Nine children.
Yeah. I'm not sure about
They're
that.
They're lovely kittens, everybody. I love them.
706 says, speaking of sneezes, the worst is when your coworker next to you has allergies and constantly sneezing, but had horrible sneeze breath that you can smell from 5 feet away.
Yeah.
And then it's, please don't tell my coworker.
Too late. Your coworker's listening. You just told your
What's
coworker?
Horrible sneeze breath? Is that a thing? Is like sneezy breath? I don't even know what that is.
Maybe they've been holding it inside, and it's like, I don't know. It's that is the worst, though. Because you can't go home for allergies. It always seemed really, like, unfair to me, because you feel sick, but you're not quite sick. But you just have all the symptoms of being sick.
Yeah.
So
you're just miserable all day.
Right. Tell your boss that I said that your coworker should go home, and that should solve everything.
Yeah.
Everybody Read the wins. Articles on Yahoo.
You're
sick. It's better to go home than to stay. Yeah. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're working from home, writer. 708. The worst is discovering your teenager and friends have been hiding beer in your hydrangeas.
Maybe that's your problem, Justin.
That could be it.
That it's totally
Those neighborhood kids with their hiding beers in my unflowered hydrangea. Oh,
but you know what? At least your teenager has friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Always look on the bright side of life.
What I'm learning about this, too, is that I clearly don't have enough hydrangeas in my life.
Yeah. They're
Am I
wonderful.
The only one?
They're wonderful, they're expensive, and they only bloom once every other year. So what's the point? Cooking a dinner party spread for a bunch of picky vegan, vegetarian, lactose intolerant, gluten-free, low-carb, peanut-allergic, paleo, South Beachy people. That was one and done for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
at one
why didn't
party.
You go to their Probably. House?
Yeah.
They're
making
one
a potluck.
Is that one person? Like, what are you talking about? Is there one ailment for every person? You got like 12 people coming to your party and they're like, I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian, I'm lactose intolerant.
That's a potluck situation.
Yeah,
for
potluck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We're going to judge some of this stuff, get the lineup for this week's prizes. It's the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down,
y'all. All right, we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Erica Reed, Claire Zelke in studio. Go see them at Funny Haha on Friday night, 6:30. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to have Steve Gadlin will be on.
What?
Kelsey Huff, Scott Whitehair.
We know Steve Gadlin.
Yeah.
Inez Bolina,
well. Nestor Gomez, Steve Delahoyd.
Of course.
Never heard of him.
Erica Reed.
Just kidding.
It'll be really fun. And it's for a great cause. So come check out Chicago's awesomest, funniest storytellers. And for not a lot of money. Money goes to help kids learn to read in Chicago who read by reading aloud to dogs.
That's the best.
It is the best.
It's a really fun show, even when I'm not performing. I love it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I love it, too.
Thanks, guys.
Erica, you're not the only one that loves it. I love it, too.
But okay, but Justin, I really love it.
I'm just saying it.
I've seen it more than once.
All right. 847 says the worst is biting into a bitter piece of cucumber.
Mm. Mm.
That's a bummer.
What about, how does that compare to watermelon where the inside is mushy?
That's the worst? Because I believe that it's, you don't get watermelon that often. I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, it's here, or I found myself in the right position to get a piece of watermelon. And when it's mushy, it's just like, oh, man.
Because the point, that's the whole... of the watermelon. But I'm here to say, the watermelon so far in 2017, it's been a rough year for all of us, but I would say the watermelon has been superlative so far.
I had a wonderful watermelon the other day.
Yeah, everyone, get on it.
I'm going to try it.
Try it.
Get in on it.
773, the worst is having 9 children wishing you had 3 cats.
Oh.
815, the worst is when you're putting on a pull-on bra over your head and it gets all rolled up in the back.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
We're down.
The look on both of your faces. Yeah. Nailed it.
We're there with you.
Wait, why did we get the voice? Like the girl, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We
nailed it.
We did
nailed it.
We did nail it.
Nailed it.
Keep right, struggling with that bra, 847.
Lady. The worst is getting a red light ticket in the mail from when you stop too far past the line.
That stinks. Mm.
Oh, so it's not even going through a red light? You're just like, the camera's like,
over.
Must not, doesn't that compute? Too far?
Yeah.
Must snap picture? $75. That's terrible. Yeah, you should fight that. That's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is going down the slip and slide when your kids put it together and you forgot to put water on it.
Oh, no.
That kind of is like a larger, that's like a macro version of the latex gloves, basically.
All right, let's see. Here we go. When you're in a small, narrow changing room at the store and you pull off your pants, but all the change drops out of your pockets and goes flying all over the floor and underneath to the next stall. So I gather it up, but the stiff next door won't slide the change back and pretend she isn't there. I had to change shame her and say, excuse me, my change, please.
This is a lady thing. I was surprised that this is a guy thing. Yeah. Women don't carry change in our pockets normally. I don't know. There's a lot. I'm learning a lot right now.
That other person was probably like, this is the moment. I needed yeah. 75
I needed
cents.
This extra 72 cents to pay
to
for
buy this,
pair this tank
pants.
Top.
Yeah.
Right. The worst, 630 says, and all true, who could or would make this up? That's why I love the worst. They're all based in facts and emotion. Wow.
Yeah.
Broke it down. I love it. Getting on the elevator alone in the first floor lobby after lunch and a bunch of people get off, one of whom left a gaseous gift that envelops you as the doors close.
Mm-hmm.
When a crowded elevator door opens and you're 6 inches eye to eye with someone getting on who never considered someone might be in the elevator trying to get off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Usually a woman dragging a bag on wheels way behind them on the crowded, dark, narrow walkway to board the train home in Union Station during rush hour, slowing down on the tollway to pay a toll during rush. These are all this person put together a lot of different. Jerry's gone crazy. Jerry.
Wow.
Jerry's got 6 or 7 of them here. Slowing down on a tollway to pay a toll during rush hour and feeling the car dragging and pulling as you stop. It's a flat tire.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Mm. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Okay, we'll keep going here. 312-981-7200. We got one more minute of reading this. I have a ton of these, so we're going to miss out tonight on a couple of these. The worst is getting on the Ryan after work today, hearing it's an hour to 95th, and that afternoon coffee has to exit now.
Oh, yes. That is the worst. I've been in that situation.
506, when my grubby little paw starts sticking to the phone screen because I can't stop texting while eating a plate of ribs.
Oh.
You know what? You always think it's going to be a good idea. Same with driving. You think, I'm just going to drive and eat this plate of ribs. Bad idea? It's a bad idea.
I keep my ribs and my laptop separate, but I've gotten a lot of peanut butter in my trackpad, so I get it.
I can tell that about you. You got some peanut butter in your trackpad.
That's so good. Wow. All right. I think we got it, right? I think we got it. All right. I think we got
feeling
it.
Feeling good about the worst.
Yeah. All right. Good. There's a lot of great stuff coming in right now, too. All right.
Let's go for another hour.
The worst is when your hubby tries to take his hoodie off in the mall and his t-shirt comes off, too.
Oh.
So his hairy back chest is exposed for all to see. And your daughter and your friends try to hide.
I think that's the best.
I know. I want to see pictures. Picture didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight we've got two Lou Malnati's gift certificates to Woo! Give away. Lou Malnati's, home of the Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumaldowdies.com. And we've got the complimentary pass for two adult and two children. General admission to Sycamore Speedway this 2017 race season. Visit sycamorespeedway.com. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
I would love to do that. That's just, that every time I fun. Read that, I'm like, that does sound fun.
It
brings me back to my childhood. Like, I feel like that would be a fun family thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe someone should get that for you for Father's Day next year.
I know. I probably should have maybe brought it up a couple days ago.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Also, it's not cheap. I learned. You know, that's like more. I've learned that's more than like $50 to rent out a Speedway.
All right, there you go. Yeah. All right, here we go. So we are going to give. Let's do this. Let's give Diana, who called in about her granddaughter and the hair on her chin.
You know what? She deserves it just for going to a shower. Women will never be free until done going to showers.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we give her the passes to the Sycamore season? And because then, you know, we can give it to her family. And if they say, no, we want this grandma, at least it takes pressure off the hair on the chin. Right?
I hope she goes without her lousy grandkids and just goes and is free for
by herself,
a while.
Just watches a race.
Yeah.
Gets in the race
deserves
mode.
It.
Diana, thank
Feel
you for
the wind
calling.
Through the hair.
For the pizza, 773 or 847, the worst when people over exaggerate their sneezes.
Mm-hmm. Achoo. Achoo.
We all do it. Or maybe I do. 847, thanks for that. And first place tonight, another pizza, 773, trying to put on latex gloves.
Yes!
When your hands are slightly damp. So good. Erica Reed and Claire Zolke can be seen at Funny Haha this Friday night at the Hideout 1354 West Waubonsia. The show starts at 6:30. There's a great lineup of great Chicagoans. Erica, Claire, great to see you. Thanks for coming in and playing
Thank
the worst
you,
tonight.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks for having
it's
us.
The best.